This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Three humans and five dogs were able to safely get out of a house fire in Racine last night. It happened near 9 p.m. near 15th Street in Kentucky. Fire officials say there were no working smoke alarms in the home. The cause remains under investigation. Two Racine teenagers, 18-year-old Demonte Collins and 17-year-old Vonta Rocket, have been charged with felony murder and armed robbery. Prosecutors say they killed an 18-year-old during a planned gun robbery on March 10th, then celebrated the shooting afterwards in texts and group chats. A Racine County judge ruled that disciplinary records for Sheriff's Captain Kerry Madrigal, a candidate for sheriff, must be released. The judge said police officers face strong public scrutiny and the public's right to know outweighs privacy concerns. The records will be released after a 20-day period for any appeal. Racine County Executive Ralph Malicki highlighted a $1.7 million budget surplus in his State of the County address this week. He noted investments in replacing failing radio systems and outdated public safety buildings while pursuing lower costs. It was Malicki's second State of the County address. And Racine lifeguards will participate in a special training session tomorrow at North Beach. It'll feature the remote-controlled rescue robot device called Emily. The Great Lakes Surf Rescue Project will teach them to spot dangerous conditions, recognize drownings, and respond quickly in open water. If you want to see that demonstration tomorrow, it gets going at just before noon. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. The top Democrat in the Assembly says she's opposed to a $1.8 billion tax and school funding deal because she thinks it could create budget problems for Wisconsin. Assembly Democratic Leader Greta Neubauer said the plan would use too much of the state's taxpayer surplus and could lead to cuts to schools or health care later. The proposal included tax rebates and breaks on tips and overtime pay. Supporters, including Governor Tony Evers and some Democratic and Republican lawmakers, said it would have provided needed tax relief. The plan passed the Assembly, but failed in the Senate. A man whose job it was to guard prisoners in Wisconsin now heads to federal prison himself for sexually exploiting a child overseas. 44-year-old Bradley Hounsell from Oshkosh was sentenced to 13 years behind bars for paying to get child sexual abuse videos and images from the Philippines. Evidence was found on his phone after investigators searched his home. He will also face 7 years of supervised release. Hounsell was employed as a correctional officer with the Department of Corrections prior to his arrest. And the Badger State is not among the best places to be a nurse. That's according to a recent study by WalletHub, which ranked all 50 states for some of society's most unsung heroes. The study compiled a list of the best places to be a nurse by looking at job openings, salaries, the quality of nursing homes, and more. Wisconsin was ranked 29th overall on the list and was ranked in the middle of the road for opportunity and work environment. In case you were wondering, Maine topped the list. More news can be found at civicmedia.us.
It's the Brewers and the Twins. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Twins host the Milwaukee Brewers tonight in Minnesota. The Brewers coming off a series win over the Padres. They beat San Diego yesterday, 7-1, thanks to five strong innings pitched by Kyle Harrison, Luis Renjifo, with three runs batted in for the crew. I asked him how he's feeling batting sixth in the order.
Oh, feels good, you know. Go there, stay in the process, and see every pitch and hit the ball. So it feels good.
And Renjifo making big plays at third base, manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, that defensive play was a huge play, and then he's been swinging the bat probably four or five games now. He's really swinging the bat well, so really pleased with him. Vaughn is swinging it good. Those two guys today made a huge difference.
Football, the NFL schedules are out. The Packers kick off the season in Minnesota against the Vikings, and they play the Bears in Chicago on Christmas Day. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
A little breezy, mostly cloudy this morning, becoming sunny this afternoon. Our high today in the low 70s. Tonight, scattered showers or an isolated thunder shower possible with a low of 55. Those will be after midnight. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy, afternoon thunderstorms with a high near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.